By when must they act? The universe likes speed. Doubt likes overthinking. How quickly do they need to act in order to ignite the change? Could there be any resistance? If so, what could you say to convert it into action?
You started with momentum, and you can see that, and that's so good, so important. And then recognizing that by when must they act, the question on this card, is going to be your responsibility to always invoke in order to keep that momentum building and the action. We've spoken about the continuum of change. Change is iterative. You see already the steps, Jonathan. Remember, they cannot, and it is your job to see them. When do we need to do this? And then to invoke that, to make those requests. Because it's your vision, and therefore, you need to keep your eyes on the big picture, which is ever-changing as the different pieces come into place. That picture will be changing. Mm. This first line of the prompt, the universe likes speed. When it comes to change, absolutely, because also be aware that you're challenging the status quo. And there are forces who really like what is. And the more time you give them to reject, to push back, to gather their forces against you. Not to say it's necessarily a battle, but just be aware of that. So the universe likes speed. When I say that, I don't want to undervalue the importance of pause. When pause gives you opportunity for reflection, observation, assessment, see what's working, what isn't working. Who are we missing here? Who do I need to reach next? What happens with decision making is once you've made a decision that you know is true, it's aligned with your vision, as you've heard many times now, that cuts off all other possibilities. But once you make that decision and act on it, you'll see the next move. It will emerge. And then the next, and then the next. You're the one who will set the pace for realizing your vision. You will know because your commitment to it is real. So you will inherently know by keeping your eyes on it and continuing to act yourself and invoking actions by others, you will know when the time is for that. And then that, and then that. Here's the thing I will promise you, Jonathan. When what you're doing is most meaningful to you, when you are doing what really matters to you, even when there is a magnitude to do, it doesn't sap your vitality or your energy. It fuels it. You're aligned with what matters to you. And as you have said, this vision is true to you. So you are further aligned and most essentially aligned with what is true to you.
Again, we're back to unify. And there's no particular amount of time here. It depends on all sorts of factors. But there is an amount of time where the need for unity must be ensured by the leader.
Huge responsibility, but a critical one. It's your job as the leader to preserve and protect and grow and realize your vision, whatever that requires, and that will take focused attention on your part, keeping your eyes and your vision focused on that vision, that target.
Yeah. No, I like that.
You can still live your life, though, Jonathan. It's not going to consume every moment of your life.
Well, unless you want it to.
So as much as you now feel about your vision, Jonathan, wait till you start to see it spark. I can't wait to hear. By when must they act? One last time. Just that. By when?
By when. The leader sets the pace. The leader keeps the momentum. And that will determine the rhythm of their response.
Okay. And the timeliness required.
Yeah. and where the leader is giving each person the chance, the opportunity to respond in the best way for them.